you could not have missed. Now, let me ask you this, Steve. Were you surprised? I know you mentioned at the top that there was a lot of love that you got, but were you surprised at the backlash from the very people you felt you were representing and trying to help with having a meeting with the president-elect?
On a personal note, a lot of y'all hurt me. Mm-hmm. You really did. I didn't expect the backlash to be so vicious, and you know, but I also understand that if I'm gonna keep getting stabbed at, now I'm still Steve Harvey, so please understand, if I'm gonna keep getting stabbed at, then at least while you're stabbing me, you should understand my intent for even taking the meeting in the first place. See, when I'm in this table, I'm sitting in these meetings with people who make policy decisions and decide what the menu is, when I'm sitting at the table, it gives me an opportunity to say what we would like to have on the menu. And so as far as HUD going and better housing and conditions in the inner cities, see, Steve Harvey ain't got a dollar invested in rental property. I don't have any money being made in the housing industry. I've never had a renovated apartment, a house, or anything. So it ain't about me and my personal gains. Mm-hmm. It's only that I care about the inner cities. I'm from the hood. I've been trying to do my part for years for boys and girls. Look, man, I don't want to have to sit here. Y'all know how I am. But doggone it, hey, man, this Steve Harvey here. I've been putting in the work for years. These are not my children. I care about y'all's kids. I care about these inner cities because that's where I'm from. I love kids that's not mine. And so when I got the chance, surely I don't need housing. I got four houses.
This is true, Steve.
You know, I got seven kids to mentor.
Yes.
My kids ain't in trouble. Oh, they make bad decisions because they're growing up. They're trying to get it. Hell, their daddy done made some bad decisions. But, you know, I just love children who need a chance. I've been fighting to help single mothers with their boys all this time. And if I can get an opportunity to say to the man that's about to become the 45th president of the United States who wanted to talk to me, who was cordial to me, who talked to me with respect and actually did something instantly, why would I not take that opportunity to say some of these things? And then he responded immediately. I had to give him credit for that.
All right, Steve, you know we have to take a break, so hang on. We'll get back to this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop.